secret advisor. Every noble person needs a confidant. Those of us who understand that fact knows that sometimes advice can be unpleasant to hear, but is necessary and may be critical. Samuel Zohar Yanai brings with him years of study and knowledge in the wisdom of Kabbalah and undertakes to always present to you only the truth, however painful and complex it may be, as your own secret advisor. An experienced and multidisciplinary secret advisor. Samuel Zohar Yanai's father, Binyamin, was involved in many important secret operations from the early days of Israel. Over the years, Samuel learned from his father every day and was exposed to deep knowledge on political, military, and intelligence issues. This study enabled him to become deeply familiar with strategic decision-making processes on sensitive and secret political issues, as well as on day-to-day matters. Over the years, Samuel formulated a unique consulting and coaching process for high-level officers in many sectors and serves as a skilled secret advisor. As a lecturer of Kabbalah and the esoteric, a mentor and personal coach for success with many years of experience and research-based knowledge that includes studying over 1,500 books, Samuel Zohar Yanai's consulting services are based on many and diverse worlds of knowledge. Over the years, Samuel served as a secret advisor to many business companies and organizational and governmental bodies around the world. The entire consultation is carried out with complete discretion. How can a secret advisor change your life? The easiest way to explain this is through a story. During the reign of King Solomon, there was a great drought which affected many cities. One farmer who lived in a distant city fell into deep difficulties and was no longer able to provide for his wife and one-year-old son. He was forced to leave the city and work in King Solomon's garden. When he arrived at the king's palace, he asked for a job and was accepted as a gardener. During his years of work, the palace official made sure to transfer some of his money to his wife. About 20 years later, the drought passed, and the farmer decided that he wanted to return to his home. He approached the king to receive his full payment. The king asked him, "What would you like? All your money, half the money and half advice, or just advice?" The farmer thought, "King Solomon, the wise of all men, will give me advice. I will accept half the advice and half the money." This is what he asked the king, and he answered him, "Whatever you see with your eyes, do not believe it." The farmer set out on a journey back to his home, and all along the way he tried to figure what King Solomon told him. When the farmer reached the mountain near his village, he saw from a distance his wife hugging and kissing a young man. The farmer was enraged, pulled out a knife that was in his pocket, ran to his wife and stabbed the young man to death. His wife cried, "You killed your son." The farmer cried and said, "I had to work for 20 years to understand what King Solomon told me. The right advice can save lives." What exactly does a secret advisor do? A secret advisor is a person who specializes in providing advice, guidance, or counseling on confidential or sensitive issues. These consultants work behind the scenes and offer their expertise to organizations or governments. The advisor assists in making decisions, developing a strategy, and solving problems related to confidential matters. Therefore, the secret advisor is often involved in intelligence, security, and diplomatic matters and has access to classified or sensitive information. They play a crucial role in helping their clients navigate complex and delicate situations while maintaining confidentiality and discretion. The secret advisor and its roles throughout history. The term secret advisor was coined mainly among Mediterranean and European cultures and is only slightly common in Chinese or Indian cultures. This position does not exist at all in the rest of East Asia or the Americas. Secret advisors in the Bible. The first secret counselor according to the scriptures was Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Isaac. She advised her son Jacob to receive the birthright blessing from her father in disguise and deception. After that, it was Joseph who served as a secret advisor to Pharaoh. The interpretation of dreams and his advice made him a second only to Pharaoh. Another secret advisor was Jethro, who stood by Moses' side in complex situations and helped him choose judges for the Israelites. Dog the Edomite, who advised Saul to slaughter and kill the priests of Nob because they supported David, Saul's enemy, also worries. Ahithophel betrayed David and gave advice to David's son, Absalom. Ahithophel's advice, despite the expression, was actually correct in practice, but failed completely because of Absalom's refusal to listen to them. The phrase, advice of Ahithophel, has become commonplace in the Hebrew language today, but mistakenly refers to a failing advice. Being a common expression in the Hebrew language usually to describe a failing advice. David's secret advisor, Hushai Ha'arkai, gave David more intelligent and protective structured advice. Secret advisors in ancient Egypt. In ancient Egypt, the pharaonic kings entrusted ministers who served as their chief advisors. Each of these ministers had secret advisors who wielded enormous power and often influenced royal decisions. The secret advisor in imperial China. The eunuchs in the Forbidden City in Pekin were often used as secret advisors to the emperors. They gained significant influence due to their proximity to the ruler, partly because they were eunuchs and could not threaten the emperor's harem of women advisors in the Roman Empire. Roman emperors often relied on a trusted secret advisor from home and the lands they conquered. These helped the emperors to control the vast empire as well as in matters of governance and the appointment of ministers and military commanders. Secret advisors in medieval Europe. The kings of Europe had secret advisors who were sometimes called members of the king's council. These people advised the rulers on matters of state and were often members of the nobility. The most prominent of them was the philosopher Niccolò Machiavelli, who worked among other places in the Principality of Florence. Secret advisors in the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman sultans had powerful secret advisors known as viziers, who played crucial roles in government. The Grand Vizier was the most prominent of them. They advised mainly on matters of foreign policy, suppression of rebellions and various religious and economic matters. The secret advisor in France. One of the well-known secret advisors was Cardinal Richelieu, who actually ruled France during the time of Louis XIII. Richelieu worked to strengthen France and through King Louis, implemented his own policy. Richelieu led political struggles and victories against domestic and foreign enemies and strengthened France, which had previously been a weak kingdom. His successor Cardinal Mazarin followed him, but did not reach his level. Secret advisors in the Enlightenment era. In the 18th century, philosophers such as Voltaire and Diderot served as secret advisors to the kings of Europe and promoted ideas that influenced significant political decisions. During the 19th century, the Austro-Hungarian Empire used several Jewish secret advisors, among them Nathan Zuntz, Richard Bleicher, Albert Neisser, Baron von Stein and Nikodim Karo. Advisors in Tsarist Russia. Grigory Rasputin is a famous example of a secret advisor in the days of Tsarist Russia. He had a controversial influence on the Russian royal family during the late Romanov Tsarist period until his assassination by conspirators. Secret counselors in the 20th century. Hitler was greatly helped by two people who were secret advisors for him: Julius Streicher, the editor of the Nazi newspaper, Der Stürmer, and Martin Bormann, who was his official secretary and later his unofficial deputy. Stalin also had two secret advisors. One was Foreign Minister Molotov and the other, Lavrenty Beria, who was the Minister of the Interior and head of the secret police. After the war, there was a proliferation of intelligence agencies and security advisors who served as the secret advisors of the modern era, especially during the Cold War. Prominent figures include, for example, Henry Kissinger, who served as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State mainly during the Nixon administration. Kissinger significantly influenced the decisions of the presidents of the United States on the political level and on the level of foreign relations. Today, such advisors still operate in a variety of ways, from unelected officials to confidential consultants. All of these work behind the scenes and shape the policies of governments and organizations. Their roles have evolved alongside changes in political systems and government structures, but their influence on decision-making remains significant in many parts of the world. For years, Samuel Zohar Yonai accompanied many senior officials in Israel and around the world. To learn about the added value it offers and to schedule an appointment, contact us now on the website, WhatsApp, or by phone.